Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome. I'm so happy you're here. Thanks for joining me for this really important topic today, and that's identity crisis. What to do if you feel like you're going through an identity crisis right now? What is an identity crisis? And how to help your husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend if they are going through an identity crisis. So as a life coach, breakthrough coach, I've helped many people to find their life purpose in life, break free from addictions, anxiety, and a general lack of confidence or happiness with who they are and where they are in their life. And through these individual breakthrough packages that I do, a lot of people go through a phase in their life where they feel like they've lost who they are. They don't know who they are. They're having an identity crisis, as they call it. And so it can really affect a marriage, as I'm sure you can imagine. It can really affect the whole person. They may have anger, sadness, fear, hurt, guilt that they're dealing with around this change or around this crisis. And it can really make them feel that they need to change their whole life. And within that, that can mean that they completely push away from their family life, completely push away from their career, their extended family. It can be sometimes difficult for the other person married to them to know who are they now. So those that have come for me for like this deeper breakthrough package that I do, it's quite an intense kind of week of work that we do together to sort of get a deep change really fast, have said that they no longer know who they are, what they makes them happy, or they know what makes them happy, but it doesn't fit with the rest of their life anymore. They feel like this is kind of a critical point for them to either move in and step into their power as and be who they really want to be, or to continue trying to please other people, but in this, at the same time, when they're trying to please all these other people, they're not really pleasing themselves. So let's look at first at the signs of an identity crisis. Now, you might not like the word crisis, so just forget that. I've called it a crisis in this sense because that's how other people come to me and describe it. And you may not identify with the word crisis. And at the end of the day, I don't see crisis as a negative word because I believe that it's through our darkest times, it's through our crisis points in life that the greatest, fastest, most amazing, beautiful changes come out of it. If we take action. Of course, if we don't take action, if we wallow in self-pity, if we don't invest in ourselves, if we just stay stuck, then of course, sometimes it can be the worst experience. So these are some signs. Questioning who you are and what your role within your family is and whether the life that you're living is actually what you want. It also could be struggling to connect with those around you as you feel like you just don't fit in. Maybe you've never felt like you fitted in and you've hidden that, or maybe this is something new that you no longer feel like you fit in. Doubting relationships and friendships and the meaning of them, that can also be something that often can come up. Everything can seem kind of fake and you can start to hate fake people, fake things. Another sign is wondering what your role is within the wider society, the wider community, questioning the meaning of life, the purpose of your life, the purpose of life in general. Then there can be not identifying with the religion that you were born into. That comes up quite frequently in the breakthrough sessions that I do, where people feel like they're not sure what to believe anymore, or they're rejecting all of the old beliefs. They no longer find them as true, and they just can't fake it anymore, or they can't adopt the same religious rituals and viewpoints. And they're going against their previous beliefs, which for a lot of people can be quite scary. They're like, well, if this isn't what I believe anymore, what does that make me? Where, what does that mean for my marriage? What does that mean for my future? And then there can be like major life changes and challenges that can just knock someone's confidence to the floor. They have low self-esteem. They start to doubt their capabilities. They question their life choices. They question their cultural norms and traditions. And they find it harder to connect with others on these principles. And then they're searching for the life purpose and feeling confused about career progression, about opportunities, because they're not sure where their professional life is headed and they're not sure what makes them happy. So they're kind of like going through an identity crisis because they're going through a career crisis. And their job sometimes, for a lot of people, is tied to who they think they are. And if they go through unemployment or they change their passion for their job, they can be like, well, who am I now? I'm not this person in this job. Then there can be people that feel like they're going through an identity crisis because they're very impulsive and they're very indecisive and they keep changing their views all the time, their thoughts all the time. They find it hard to make decisions. Someone will say something and they'll absorb it and think it and believe it. Then a person the next week might say something completely different and then they'll absorb it. And these kind of people have lost touch with their own intuition, with their own heart, with their own thinking. They no longer trust themselves. Now, sometimes there can be significant things that happened in their past, which has caused them to no longer trust themselves. So they look for everybody else for guidance. And then that gets confusing because, of course, if you look to different people for guidance, you're going to lose core and sight of what is important to you, what is important for your future and your present. Then there are people who have come to me because they really struggle identifying with the gender that they're born into. They no longer, or they never have actually, in the three cases that I've done this year so far, just in January. Three people who feel like they're not in the gender that they were born into. And that's really difficult. Really extremely difficult. It can feel really lonely. So if you know anyone going through that, my heart goes out to you. Often they need a lot of love, a lot of space, and confidence building to become the person that they want to become. And, you know, in society, we can label people, we can say this is right and this is wrong, and it can sometimes feel like the world is against you. And we have to remind ourselves, I believe this anyway, that there is no one way to live. There is no one way to have a perfect marriage. There is no one way that the relationship must go. Everybody is unique. And identifying what is important to you in a relationship, what's important to your partner in a relationship, what's important to you both in the future, is the only way to have a happy marriage. And building it on your beliefs, your values, and what's most important to you. Nothing else matters. Then there are some people who struggle to commit in relationships. They may even be married and struggle to commit. Or they may be in a serious relationship, engaged and struggling to commit. Commit to the relationship, commit to children, commit to buying a house, because they're just really unsure or scared of commitment. And again, that often comes from past triggers. And sometimes people come for and go through an identity crisis because the material items have become meaningless to them. I work with a lot of private equity directors, CEOs of investment companies, because I used to, over 15 years ago, I used to be in recruitment and I used to do C-suite and investment recruitment. And a lot of the people know me from there and they come to me for these breakthrough life-changing sessions. And yeah, it can, if all your life you've been believing that happiness is when you make it in the career and getting millions of dollars is when you're going to be happy, or billions, whatever it is for the person. And then getting there and being like, is this all there is? That can cause a huge identity crisis. And there are other people who really believed that they would be at a certain position or in a certain wealth, and they haven't met that expectation of themselves. And again, they feel absolutely crushed. And then sometimes people come to me because they're on a different level of thinking than their friends. Their friends want to party. Their friends want to binge watch TV all the time. Their friends want to be on social media all the time. Their friends want to do alcohol, drugs, whatever. And this person comes because they're like, they're rejecting everything. And then there are some people who come to me, lastly, after this long list, that all of a sudden have no feelings. They've completely become numb. They don't have any feelings for their husband or wife. They have no feelings, no emotions, no empathy. And they're like, is this an identity crisis, Nicola? How come I am not feeling anything? And they're basically, their psyche has shut off their emotions, and I help them to reunite and reconnect with their passions, their emotions, their values, and so they can move forward. So those are all the different signs of an identity crisis. And as you can see, there's so much variety in that. And you may hate the word identity crisis, but this is really where people feel like their life isn't making them feel fulfilled, and they feel a bit lost. And it's finding yourself again. And so that's what I'm really going to help you with, a few tips to help you find yourself and break through the crisis. Before I go into that, I'm just going to talk you through a couple of people that have come to see me to protect their identity. I have changed their names. They have given me permission to share their story with a different name and slightly changing the identifying characteristics so that they can help other people. So Rima was a lady that I worked with who was born and raised in a British Indian family. Her family were quite traditional, and although they lived in the UK, they incorporated a lot of Indian culture and traditions into their daily lives, which was really great for her in many, many ways, including the food, the clothes, the values around relationships, marriage and dating. And Rima found that it was difficult trying to fit in with her family traditions and with the Western traditions at the same time. She felt out of place with her family, especially in family gatherings and local family events and traditions, because she felt torn between who she was at home and who she was at school. She went to a westernized school, a university, and she found that she was putting on a different persona to fit in with the two different beliefs, traditions, even the clothing that she wore. And she lost herself in this process. She didn't really feel that she belonged in either place. And she didn't really know what was important to her, because she was so busy trying to please and other people and to fit in. She didn't accept herself, as she didn't really know who she was and what she wanted. And she never experienced that freedom and that joy of truly being herself. She felt fake because she was always pretending. She knew what her parents wanted to hear. She knew what her community wanted her to wear, to say, to do. She knew what other people at school, university, and in the workplace wanted her to believe, say, and do. And she did that. And so when she came to me, she just felt absolutely exhausted, tired of pleasing everybody else, tired of questioning and doubting herself. She was carrying a lot of guilt. She was carrying a lot of resentment at having to be someone that she didn't really identify with, having to please other people. And she turned that resentment, she kept that resentment inside of her body. So she often had low energy, neck ache, back ache, stomach pains, just feeling generally exhausted and tired, having to fit in and never really feeling loved and accepted for who she really was. We got straight started in one of my breakthrough intensive programs, which is basically a 3-day program where we go really intense in 3 days online. And it was really clear that she didn't know what her values were. She didn't know what was most important to her in life. She had absorbed the criticism from others and taken that she should punish herself, that she should criticize herself. And I could really relate to her story, actually, because when I did my breakthrough session for the first time 10 years ago, I didn't realize that it was actually a very negative thing to be criticizing yourself all the time. For me, I didn't even realize that I was doing it because it had become so habitual. It was so habitual for me to wake up in the morning and to look in the mirror and say, wow, your stomach's looking really fat, Nicola. Or you look really tired under your eyes. Or you look a mess. And it was normal for me. Let's say if I dropped something, or I forgot something, or I took a wrong turn, to call myself stupid. To say to myself, oh, you're such a stupid idiot, you know? And I didn't realize until I did my breakthrough session how powerful the thoughts and the words that we say to ourselves are. It was really, when I did the breakthrough session and got rid of that negative voice, my whole life changed really quickly, just within a matter of a day, basically. And that when you free yourself and when you know yourself, when you're true to yourself, I love that quote, to thine own self be true. When you're true to yourself, when you're loving to yourself, when you know yourself and you take that time to know yourself, life is amazing. You realize that all of these material things, all of these relationship things outside of us are far less important, because the most important relationship is that relationship that we have with ourselves. And for Rima, it was about finding out who she is, what's important to her, freeing herself from judgments of others. She grew up with lots of judgments from other people, aunts and uncles and parents and school teachers and you name it. There were so many judgments and that she had absorbed and taken, okay, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. I need to be like this, I need to be like that to be accepted. And when we got rid of all of those, she really then was free to find out what made her happy, what made her have joy, what were her passions, and what boundaries and self-care goals did she need to create for herself. We created a really powerful morning routine and evening routine to keep her energy and happiness on a high. We focused on creating boundaries with other people, what those boundaries would look like and how to start to enforce those boundaries so that no longer were other people's judgments affecting her self-esteem and coming in. And then she was able to, with all of that clarity, really have that true, blissfully loving relationship with her partner and work towards her dream business goals. It was so rewarding seeing Rima's transformation, seeing her become more confident, seeing her inner happiness flourish. Her eyes were sparkling, her face was gleaming, because she felt comfortable in herself. And if you're not feeling comfortable in yourself, or you're with a person that's not comfortable within themselves, then take some action. Really get into some action. And then to support yourself, really listen to powerful hypnotherapy tracks or meditations. It really is so important to start putting in positive seeds into our mind. If we think a certain way for a long period of time, we need to start to shift that. Another man that I worked with lost his faith. Him and his wife were on the verge of divorcing because of this. Because under Islam, if he is no longer Muslim, then his wife cannot stay married to him because she has to be married to a Muslim man. And she was very distraught when her husband was questioning his faith, questioning what does he believe and what is true and what is real. This was a result. He went and did an international MBA, and that started to shift his thinking. He was doing a lot more research into different areas of life, and he started to lose his faith. And it brought a lot of confusion, a lot of uncertainty in the relationship, a lot of fear, a lot of panic. And panic is something that the breakthrough sessions work great with. So I ended up doing two breakthrough sessions, one with her, one with him, helping them to get through that kind of crisis together. And it had to be handled so carefully because we're dealing with deep-rooted beliefs, with their love, with their marriage, with their family future. And it was so imperative to make sure that there was going to be peace and calmness and love and security for everybody, safety. And we managed to, after the two individual breakthrough packages, come together and create a peaceful, happy way forward. And lastly, I'll just talk about one more lady that I worked with that really managed to break free of the identity crisis. And the reason I'm sharing these stories is to give you hope. If you're feeling stuck right now, if you're feeling lost, if you're wondering who you are, where you are, what you are, it's fine. And I say it's fine because, or it's okay, because this is part of the awakening process. Sometimes we have to go down to come back up. Sometimes we need to go through a crisis to be cracked open and then to rebuild ourselves into something stronger, happier, and more beautiful. I don't know if you have watched my webinar on relationship, my relationship masterclass. I have put it on YouTube now, so you can go and find it on my YouTube channel. And it's basically about rebuilding a new vessel for your relationship. Once you're broken, don't try and put the old pieces back together and go back to something that's fractured and trying to piece yourself back together. Start building something new, a new life, a new relationship. Too many therapists, counselors, they focus on trying to fix a person that feels a bit shattered. There's all these pieces all over the floor. They're like trying to help you like piece all these pieces back together. It's the wrong way. That is the real problem. The right way is to clear the past, build something new, build a new you, build a new relationship. This is what really makes the difference. And I honestly believe that no one is broken either. And all of these signs, signals, pains can be used as a new opportunity. Your relationship crisis, if you're going through a relationship crisis right now, can be used as an opportunity to create a new vision for your life, a new vision for your relationship. So back to Caroline. So Caroline was feeling really stuck in her marriage. The past 6 years, she didn't know whether to stay or leave. 6 years, she was wondering, shall I stay or shall I leave my husband? She grew up in a really strict household with an alcoholic father who was either in a really good mood or he was absent and aggressive. So it was either one of the three. He was really happy and loving, he was completely gone, or she was in his way and he was aggressive and a bit off towards her. And her mum's mood would also be completely up and down. Her mum's mood mirrored her father. So if her father was happy, her mum was happy. If her father was not there, her mum was down. If her father was aggressive, her mum was in fear. So there was no stability. Every day she didn't know what was going to be happening, what she was going to come home to, what she was going to wake up to. And living in that insecurity, in that fear, was very painful for Caroline. She felt lonely and she felt in the way. I don't know whether you felt that. I felt that a lot growing up as well, actually. Like being in the way, like my parents sometimes didn't really want me around. And I was a nuisance. And you know, that saying, walking on eggshells. I used to walk on tiptoes. I used to like tiptoe around my house so I didn't make a noise and disturb my mum. Anyway, back to Caroline. So she really found that in her relationship, she unfortunately was repeating the same kind of patterns. She married also someone with an addiction. She didn't know whether it was her role to rescue or whether it was her role to break the pattern, break the cycle, and to leave her husband. And we had to go through this. What did she love about her husband? Was it the same? Was she caretaking or caring? There's a huge difference when you're in a relationship with someone that's addicted. Are you looking after them, caretaking them? Are you codependent? Are you sort of living your life through them and worried about them and all of your attention and energy is on them where it's not on yourself at all? Some people find great comfort in that. Or are you caring and giving them the tools, the space, the strength, the support to find themselves and get out of their pattern? Because we cannot fix someone. And I'm sure you already know that, but I just thought I would say it anyway. Because sometimes I think we can easily fall sometimes into thinking, well, I need to fix my children. I need to fix my husband or wife. I need to fix my family. I need to fix. And actually, the only person that we really need to look after is ourselves. And we can give the tools and the support and the space, sometimes the financial gift of getting help, whatever it might look like. However, we cannot take that step for someone. In order for change, that person needs to want to get out of their stuck state. So let me now give you some tools and tips on how to help you if you are going through a relationship crisis or identity crisis right now. As you know from listening to my podcast, hopefully, I do not believe in just sharing all the negative things about a story, about what can happen in people's lives and relationships, and then not give any tips. Hopefully that's why I do get good ratings and reviews for the podcast and people come back, because I do share some tips. So if you like the show, please support me and help it become more visible by leaving a rating and review. I really want to continue making this podcast. I know I had to stop for a few months and now I'm back. And it would be really, really appreciated if you get anything valuable from any of my episodes, just to leave me a rating and a review. I do read them. They do make my day. And I'm very, very grateful to you for that. So the first tool and tip is really to set some alone time. The worst advice that people give when people are going through a crisis is to keep busy. I don't mind care whether that's a relationship crisis, a identity crisis, anything. When people just tell you to keep busy, you're not going to be able to create change. You're not going to be able to really break through what you're going through. So it's really key and imperative to give yourself space to think and ask yourself, what am I feeling? Where am I feeling that in the body? What do I want to change in my life? Where am I going? What's important to me? Those kind of questions. Now, if you are not driving and you're listening to this episode where you can sit somewhere, where you can just take pause and a breath, close your eyes now and just tune into these questions. Okay? So if you are able to do it, if not, come back to this episode. So just tuning in, what am I really feeling right now? Ask yourself that. And then ask yourself, what feels good in my life at the moment? What's good for me? What feels unnatural for me? How would I like the rest of my day to go? What would I spend my time doing this weekend if I only had myself to think about? What is in my life that I no longer want? What is not in my life that I really do want? What helps me to ground myself when I feel like I am losing myself? So those are some really great questions to ask yourself. and just wait for the answers, and you'll be surprised what may come up. And just sit in silence for a little bit and ask yourself those questions. Sometimes it can be difficult to sit with ourselves, especially if we're not happy with ourselves and our life at the moment. However, it really can be the catalyst for change. We need the space and the time to work out who we are and what we want. And that's why often keeping busy can make things a lot worse. The next is enjoy living in the present moment. Learning from children who are so good at living in the present moment is so important. They just enjoy. Children aren't worried about what they had for lunch and did they eat too much or what they're going to eat for lunch tomorrow. They're not worried about, oh, I've got work tomorrow. Is it going to be okay? When they're playing and having fun, they're just playing and having fun. And if your past is affecting your future because you are thinking about the past, you're feeling those negative emotions, those difficult emotions, then take some action. Do some releasing work. Get into forgiveness, get into releasing the past, whatever it is that you need to do. If we carry fear within us, if we carry fear in our thoughts, if we carry pain and those negative, repetitive thoughts every day with us, we're going to feel weighed down, we're going to feel tired, we're going to feel exhausted, we're going to feel fed up. And that's why we must do the breakthrough work to become free and enjoy the present moment, because all we have is now. No one knows what's going to happen in the future. And the last few years, 18 months has taught us that. If you had told me, Nicola, in a year's time, you're going to be in your car, and before you step out the car, you're going to choose from 10 different colour face masks that you've bought yourself over the last year to match your outfit, I'd say, are you absolutely crazy? Why would I have 10 different colour face masks in my car? Now, I must admit, I'm not brave to wear, like, some people go around with those ones with, like, the big lips or the leopard skin and some other daring ones. That is not me. Mine is just a few different colours to match my outfit. I don't know why I indulged in that. I could have obviously just got the disposable ones, which I did for a long time. But then I just thought, well, if they're here to stay, clothes carry energy, and it just makes me smile to be matching. So being in the present moment, knowing that we cannot control the future, we have no idea what is going to come in the future, so just doing things to help you, just be in the moment. So if you're watching TV, just watch TV. If you're washing up, just wash up. If you're listening to music, just listen to music. Gratitude is also an amazing tool to help you be in the present moment and to be grateful. I'll talk more about my morning routine and gratitude tips coming up. I'm also going to be really focusing on addictions coming up, because I did a post in the Facebook group that some of you are a member of. There was over like 113 comments on the different problems and addictions that different people are dealing with in their relationship or they see other couples dealing with. And so I'm going to give some more targeted addiction support podcasts coming up. So do subscribe to the show if you haven't already, so that we can stay connected. And then lastly is to really notice how you talk to yourself. Notice how you see yourself. This is probably the most powerful thing you can do. And this is what I focus on most in my signature breakthrough program. Because as I mentioned to you earlier, having that inner critical voice affected my whole life. It affected my happiness, my self-esteem, my work performance, my weekend, my sleep. It caused me to have addictive patterns to try and escape my own thoughts and my own self-bashing. A lot of people that I helped to break free have and had the same. They're lacking in confidence, in intelligence, in organization, in memory, in passion, in happiness. And I'm not saying they're lacking. This is what they say to me. Nicola, I'm lacking in all of these different things. I'm a procrastinator. I can't make decisions. They literally just give me a massive list of what's wrong with them. And I say, wow, you're giving me all these things that are wrong with you. I can't be happy. I have no direction. I have no life. I have no this. I have no that. And I'm like, wow. If you're telling yourself this on a repetitive basis, no wonder you're not happy. And Joe Dispenza, Dr. Joe Dispenza, amazing man, he says that we have 60 to 70,000 thoughts a day, and 90% of those thoughts, 90% of the 60 to 70,000 thoughts we have each day are repetitive, are the same. And if you're thinking negative thoughts about yourself, telling yourself who you are, I'm lazy, I'm selfish, I'm unlovable, I'm not good enough, I'm ugly, I'm fat, I've got a terrible memory, I'm not confident, I'm not intelligent enough, I'm poor at organisation, I lack energy, I have poor health, I have this, I have that. You can imagine that as our thoughts create our future, the future that we create for ourselves by carrying those thoughts. Good thing is, thoughts can be changed, and that's what I love to help people do in these breakthrough intensive sessions. So pay attention to the thoughts that you're thinking. Pay attention to the thoughts that you think about yourself. Pay attention to what you say to yourself. Pay attention in your relationship to the thoughts that you're having about your relationship. Are you creating a negative, toxic relationship environment because you're thinking negative thoughts about it? Our thoughts will bring our energy down. Our thoughts create our future. Of your 60,000 to 70,000 thoughts a day, how many of them are positive about your relationship? How many of them are negative? How many of them are positive about yourself? How many of them are negative? It's so, so important. So you can start this journey for yourself today. Just start to notice everything. When I work with someone to do like either a breakthrough session or a hypnotherapy breakthrough, I ask them, 3 days, write down all of the negative things you say to yourself. And then I change them into the positive for them, and then I get them to listen to the positive affirmations, audio that I create for them, to their favourite music, so they listen to it again and again. So what things are you telling yourself, and how can you start to switch that? Write them down, then write the opposite. And then lastly, you may want to consider getting some help, some support. It's really important to find someone that you like and trust. Many studies have shown that people that get the best results with a counsellor, with a therapist, with a life coach, are people that they like, that they trust, and that they connect with. And if you don't have a person that you trust, that you believe in, that you like, you may not get the great results that you hope for. And of course, as we know that our thoughts create our future, if you feel negative about it, it probably isn't going to have that breakthrough experience that you really need and want. So I'm just going to quickly now leave you with a few tips if you're supporting your husband or wife, girlfriend or boyfriend going through a depression or an identity crisis right now. It can be really difficult to know what is the right thing to do. So here are some tips that have helped some people that have come to me for that relationship support. First of all, remind them that you accept them for who they are, that you love them, that you care for them. If someone is going through a crisis right now, if they're not sure who they are and what they want, tell them that you love the real them. Surely you have seen the real them over the years you've been together, over the months you've been together. Remind them that they are loving and that they are kind and they have these positive qualities. They may be only seeing their negative qualities, only seeing the negative in the relationship, only seeing the negative in their childhood. They may be seeing only negative things about themselves. So remind them of the good. Tell them that you love them. Reassure them that you're there for them if they need you, and you're also willing to give them space. And that's really the second thing about it. It's really about giving them the space to focus on themselves, to explore themselves. Often what comes up in my relationship work with couples time and time again is space without guilt. In fact, it's one of my top 25 needs that I give couples in the relationship to work out what are their top 8. And one of the 25 is space without guilt. Do you allow your partner to do their own thing without making them feel guilty later? Without saying, well, what about me? But what about our family time? But what about the children? Do you lovingly encourage them to do things that make them feel alive, to do things that make them feel joyful, to do things that they need to do for themselves? If they need to go away for a weekend or do a therapy intensive program, do you give them, or recovery program, do you give them that space so they can find themselves, so they can find their own voice? And it's really also important to make sure when you are looking after somebody not to go into that caretaking role. Caring, not caretaking. Am I parenting them or am I caring for them? We don't want to be parenting those we love. We don't want to be in that parent-child relationship. And often relationships can sometimes fall into that pattern. We need to break out of that. So encourage them to get support for themselves. Encourage them to get out of being busy. Encourage them to take time to sit with themselves and ask themselves those loving, powerful questions. And give them a break on some of the other chores, perhaps in the house, in that business life admin, if you can. And if you're struggling and you need help and you're feeling that you are being attacked or you're at to blame for their struggles, then maybe consider getting some support for yourself. Joining a free support group, reaching out, getting some support to help you go through that change. If you have liked anything you've heard and you need further support, further intervention to get you through this difficult time, you can go to my website, you can book a free 20-minute breakthrough session with me. You can also join one of the two Facebook groups that I run. One's for relationships, one's more of a dance and meditation to have a bit of fun, release stress. Both are free and it's a great way to connect with other people going through the same and similar things. Once again, thank you so much for being here with me on this podcast today. From my heart to yours, wishing you an awesome day or evening ahead. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.